Let's Talk Letts, an original podcast from the Lettings Hub.
So welcome. This is our final episode of season one of our podcast series, Let's Talk Letts. I'm Heidi Shackle, the CEO of the Lettings Hub, and we've had a fantastic start to podcast life. In this final episode of 2023, we're going to take a trip down memory lane and look back at some of our favourite bits from season one. If you have listened all the way to the end of our podcast, you'll know that we always ask our guests for a funny story or anecdotal moment from their career. So to celebrate a great season, we've compiled all of the stories from our guests that will hopefully give you a bit of a giggle. Just a little warning for some of those that may have children with you in the car, if you're listening as you're driving along, there are some stories that may not be totally child friendly, so you may want to take a minute to listen later. And kicking us off at the very start of the season was Carly from Woodstock Legal Partners.
I think you're dealing with people, aren't you? So there's always something, and we deal with everything from cannabis farms, prostitution, it all goes on. I think the funniest or most interesting thing we've had recently is a tenant trying to sue a landlord for the loss of their cats who escaped on the day of the bailiffs coming. They decided not to put them somewhere safe and be rehoused, so we've had to deal with that claim. So for anyone who's wondering whether you can sue your landlord if you lose your cats on eviction day, the answer is no, you can't.
Good to know.
A bit of a story slash maybe advice or best practice for anyone that goes through a digital journey. We've had a bit of feedback recently with regards to our liveness selfie image capture. What you'll often see is that when you're doing the liveness selfie, you'll be presented with a kind of oval shape within your camera, where you're asked to position your face and maybe perform some actions or move back and forward. Sometimes I don't think people realize that although that oval is there, we are still capturing everything outside of it. I would kind of advise users just to be aware of that and make sure perhaps that they're taking those images at the appropriate time. I think we've seen a few examples of people being in baths or maybe in the middle of getting changed and may have given their lettings agent a bit of a shock when they went to review the images.
I'm sure we had some listeners up to that point that might have been really enjoying listening to what we've been saying and now we're thinking, oh God, has that ever been me? I did go through that myself, but luckily I think I am okay.
We'll always have a few from, you know, people being locked out and, you know, if you don't let that stuff and you sort of leave them in property for a while before you take the keys back to let them out. The most recent one that's come across my desk was we were doing a management takeover from this. The landlord wanted the tenant out, so we had to do all the service, no serving, make sure it was totally correct to the team. And as we've gone round to do it, the woman came running down naked, screaming into the garden, out onto the street. And of course, I've got two members of my team going, like, what do we do? And the right thing, I went, it'll eventually stop from this point. She actually wanted to leave the property. That was the worst thing about this. It wasn't in protest of we were leaving. She wanted to leave as well from this, but we just didn't get why she was running around there all the time doing it. So, bit of an interest.
I'm sure it was good for her that it was summer.
Probably along a similar vein, really. I would say in kind of 20 years, I've seen some sites, but mine was more based. I've been requested by a landlord to do a pre-tenancy checkout inspection. So he just wanted to check it over, see if he needed to do anything. Really lovely landlord, quite an old boy, very much reminds me of kind of Peppa Pig's grandpa. He's lovely, but he asked to meet me at the property. Tenant was like, let yourselves in, I'm going to be at work, not a problem. So walked in, everything's fine, through the kitchen dining, everything's great. Looks at the oven, fantastic, look at the back garden. Go upstairs, bathroom, he's like, oh, we need to sort that cistern out. Toilet, brilliant, we'll get that done. Walk into the front bedroom and it is set up for what I probably would imagine is probably something like OnlyFans. So she had a big light, massive camera pointing at the bed. We had a pole in one corner, handcuffs on the edge of the bed. And this poor man in his 80s was literally like, Eddie, what is this? And I genuinely, because it would be like explaining to my nan, I didn't know what to say. And obviously she'd been referenced. So she had the job and she was out at her work, but she was supplement their income and, you know, go girl, that's what you want to do kind of thing. But I didn't know what to say. And I just kind of said, should we just go now? And he just didn't ask again, because I think he kind of got the gist. But yeah, I thought, please don't ask. A bit like your child says, where do babies come from? I was like, please don't, please.
Yeah. It's a little bit awkward. It's interesting, isn't it? Because even through referencing now, you start to see income.
Yeah.
For a whole variety of things that you definitely didn't used to see income.
You also see deductions sometimes as well.
Yeah. My favourite deduction that we've actually seen in the last month, actually, is somebody actually buying payslips online to prove how much they earn. So open banking works for many reasons, and definitely helps us with fraud.
Yeah, so I asked the team about this. We've got so many. Obviously, as a people business, as you say, we get such exposure to people in their homes. So one really good one was, we had a group viewing. It was a gorgeous duplex apartment. We'd gone with about six people. All of the bedrooms are in the basement. So we go in, we're with this group of people doing the viewing, looking around the property. All of a sudden, a German Shepherd just comes running out from the basement stairs. Obviously, all the viewers were startled. The German Shepherd was closely followed by a completely naked lady who was questioning as to why there was a group of people in the apartment. Now, obviously, she must have, you know, forgotten about the viewing or what have you. So naturally, we left the apartment with the group of people. We said to the viewers outside, would you like to rearrange the viewing? To which they said, no thanks, I think we've seen enough.
I can see why.
So I was a property manager for a couple of years, and obviously going out doing property visits, all of that kind of stuff, and you see some wonderful sights as you're going around. But I think probably the one that made me blush the most was, we had a HMO in one of our towns, and I went into the bathroom to take photographs of the shower, and quite clearly the tenant had forgotten I was going and hadn't removed their very large purple sex toy from the suckers on the shower wall. And as she followed me into the bathroom,
oh wow,
I don't
there.
Know who got more of a shock, sort of going eye to eye level with this very large thing. And so that was certainly one of those time to leave now moments.
Oh wow, fairly eye watering, I would imagine.
It's not even career related. It just shows what managing a big sales team is like. So I can remember in our building in Lincoln, my team used to always play like jokes on me, and I can remember them. They knew that I had quite a drive home, and they said to me one Friday afternoon, I think it was about, I don't know, 5:30, 5:20 to 6. Oh God, Vicky, you've got a leak under your car. And I was like, oh, you're kidding. You are kidding. Why does this happen to me? Anyway, and I ran downstairs, Beacle House, ran downstairs, and I got to my car, and they'd actually put a leak, like a leek, the vegetable under my car. And as I looked up, the whole account management team was at the window just laughing their heads off, and I was just like, that's just managing salespeople, isn't it, really? So that was the one that came to mind when you asked me. I just thought it was just so ridiculous, but then I was so relieved because my car was always going wrong. So
and it was Friday night, so
yeah, I know, who needs that?
Time to get home on time.
Yes, time for wine.
Yeah, wine o'clock.
Okay, best I could come up with is a story I heard through the What's the Damage survey that I alluded to earlier. Now, most people think of pets, dogs, cats, bunnies, gerbils, guinea pigs, that sort of thing, birds. And then people will say, well, honestly, surely they couldn't have a problem with a fish. One of the responses we got on What's the Damage from a landlord was one who had allowed his tenant to have tropical fish tank. And there was some sort of occurrence with, I think it was a bicycle or something that was lent against it. And basically the tropical fish tank was knocked over. So you've got massive amount of water, fish flapping about all over the place, and quite a bit of damage, which, no, it isn't funny, but yeah, it kind of is.
Did they catch the fish?
Even fish can cause problems.
Did they catch the fish, Jeb? That's all we probably need to know. Do we know?
Did you know the landlord didn't go into that detail, unfortunately. I can't say that no fish were harmed in the telling of this story.
Just reflecting on the animals being smuggled into property point, I think it's really interesting, and I'm sure both of you will have had the same experience, that when you talk to other people about this issue, suddenly people will come forward with stories of either themselves or conveniently a friend of a friend has been smuggling an animal in their property. And just hearing some of the stories of, you know, cats being encouraged to stay in one room, shall we say, or a smaller space while a landlord pays an unexpected visit, have been interesting to hear the least. You know, cats scratching at doors and trying to cover up for reasons for the noise of the landlord's investigation.
So I think most people know I went to work over in South Africa, and I was due to talk at a technology conference. So they said, look, can you come along? We're running a prop tech conference. You've just moved over. We'd love you to kind of talk. So it was and it was at the Johannesburg Marriott. Don't know the area at all. You know, I'm in a suit. And I get in my car and I sit on Google and I go, right, Johannesburg Marriott, Melrose, go. Don't even think about any of it. And all of a sudden, I drove through this area and I've got people chasing me down the street. And I'm driving through this place called Hillbrow, which is, you just don't drive down there. And I'm chased down the street by people kind of trying to get into my car, jump in and everything else. And then I drive around the corner, I get pulled over by a policeman. And then here I am, absolutely breaking up. I've been in South Africa for 2 weeks at this point, get pulled over by the policeman. The policeman says, what are you doing? And he's going, are you buying drugs? And I'm like, no, I'm definitely not buying drugs. I'm lost. I'm speaking at an event. And he goes, right, you turn right, then you turn left and never come back here ever again. So from that moment on, I learned to be much more careful when using Google Maps.
Oh, well, I think we're very lucky to have you back in the UK, Gareth.
I have a wonderful interview technique which I've used over the years when looking at devs and trying to find the right fit, and that is to ask them to write anything that they want to in whatever language they want to, but it tells me something about them. Well, this has worked for me for a long time. I had a young lady come in, and I gave her the test. 2 days later, it arrived, and it was a piece of PHP code. One first line was, hello, my name is Jane. I went to this university. And completely missing the point, and there you are. So now I tell all of my interviewees, no, it's got to tell me something about you as a hobby or an interest, not a sentence or a couple of paragraphs telling me your name.
Hi Dee, I can share a recent story with you with a candidate actually who went on interview, because I think that's quite appropriate, bearing in mind we're on this podcast, which was they went in for an interview and they got asked to sell a cup of water in the interview. And you've probably heard, obviously, the sell me that pen kind of question, but this one was a little bit of a curveball, sell me that glass of water. So the candidate pulled out her CV from her bag and set fire to it. In the interview, this was a second interview, and put it in the waste paper bin and said, how much do you pay for that glass of water now? And she got the job, and she's one of the most successful negotiators they've now got in the business. So, random fact, but yeah, what a close.
Yeah, innovation right there.
So I've sort of made a tidbit to set up.
Okay.
I'll share what
other guests have not.
I'll use this. So I started out in this engineering company, John Brown Engineers, and part of my job, even though when I left school, I was the last year not to do computing at school, I ended up, they didn't interview me rigorously, being responsible for maintaining a computer network as part of my role. Okay, I didn't really know what I was doing, but there was a clever IT guy who helped me. And it was a Wang network. There you go. And I was working for the marketing director, and we had a managing director. I won't name, but he was a very blunt guy. And it was quite scary, really, to me as a sort of 21-year-old, scared the life out of me. Yeah. I worked for this lovely guy called Neville. And sometimes to fix the Wang network, the motherboard sat under his desk, okay?
Right.
And I had to get under his desk, take the computer out and clean the motherboard with an ink rubber. Those were the days, eh? I don't think technology's moved on. So I was under there, under Neville's desk. He was sat working away on top of the desk. And then the MD came in. Okay, so Neville gave me this hand movement under the desk, which is basically stay there, keep quiet. 40 minutes. I was under his desk for 40 minutes. It was covered at the front, so I was, you know, sat there. I moved around very carefully because I started to get cramp. So yeah, I was under his desk for 40 minutes so that I didn't emerge from being under his desk, which would probably have been an interesting discussion.
Definitely. How you've moved on.
And I'm 6 foot two, so there wasn't a lot of space.
Yeah, definitely.
So not a lot of funny things happen in finance. We're all a bit more serious. But we had this personality profiling done on the whole team quite some years ago. To look at how we all work together as a team and working in accounts, it was unsurprisingly, it came back that I was very introverted. But I think the best line in there was that Nick can cope well in social situations, but afterwards he's going to need a lie down.
Okay.
And it's very true.
It's very true. Yeah. You hide it well, though, Nick. You do very well. Very well. I hope you had enjoyed re-listening to them as much as I did. We definitely had a giggle making them in the beginning. So I just want to say thank you to all of our guests this year, which include Carly, Cameron, Ellie, James, Chloe, Stephanie, Vicky, Jen, Ben, Gary, Phil, Josh, Andrew, and the lovely Nick. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm hoping that 2024 for all of you is totally amazing. We already have a great start lined up for season two with guests such as Garrett from Let's Pay, Chris Watkins, Sally Lawson, Anghara Truman, Tracy from Harrison Wood, and loads of other slots still to fill. So if any of you have any podcast ideas or would very much like to take part, please let me know. If you'd like to get involved, drop me an email at heidi.shackle@lettingshub.co.uk or drop me a note on LinkedIn. We're always looking forward to welcoming brilliant guests to our pod. I'll see you in 2024 for season two of Let's Talk Let's.
Let's Talk Let's, an original podcast from the Lettings Hub.